Hey everyone, thank you for joining Blind Adrenaline. I think you're going to really enjoy being a part of this site. We're going to enjoy having you. I'm creating this audio tutorial to go over some basics of the website and also just demonstrate how the Hold'em interface works. So I'm parked on blindadrenaline.com and I'm going to go to the very top.
Logo.
We've got the logo. I'm going to go to the next link.
Visited link, donate to help support the site.
Donations are very much appreciated.
Visited link, games.
Then we've got games. That's where you would go to see a list of all the games. They're also all shown on the main page here whenever you log in.
Visited link, create.
This is the create link where you would go to create a game. You could create either a Hold'em cash game, sit and go, or a spades game.
Visited link, Hold'em tournaments.
If you want to see the upcoming tournaments or active tournaments, you could go to this page. This is the Hold'em tournaments page. And that will show you all the tournaments upcoming for the week.
Visited link, announcements.
Announcements is where you would go in case an announcement came up and you missed it. That would just show you the latest announcement.
Button G Martin 603,212.
All right. If you arrow down from there, you'll see your name, then your chip amount. If you click on that button, it will take you to your profile page. On that profile page, you can do things like edit your entry and exit text. So if you want it to say, John spins into the room like a cyclone or whatever like that, you can edit that. Also on that page are your stats for Hold'em. So it'll say you've played 3,000 hands. Of those hands, you had X amount of straights, flushes, etc. It's some interesting numbers to have at your fingertips.
Active tournaments.
Okay, and if we arrow down from there, first thing we'll get are active tournaments. So today is a Tuesday, and what we'll see, if we arrow down again,
link Tuesday night high roller shuffling at 8 p.m. Eastern,
is the Tuesday night tournament. So if we click enter on that, it would take us to the tournament page where you can register for the tournament, see who else is registered, and then once the tournament starts, it'll have a take your seat button, and it'll put you on your seat in the tournament.
BA Hangout.
And there's a permanent table called the BA Hangout. It's like a Hold'em cash table, except no games occur there. It's just a place where people can come and chat, arrange games, etc. Feel free to use that anytime you want to just jump in and talk with friends or figure out, you know, what folks want to do as far as making games.
Enter Hangout button.
So yeah, that's the next tab that would enter the Hangout.
Leaderboard visited link.
Okay, and then on each page at the bottom are several links. The first being leaderboard. That shows you a ranking of all the players in order of chip stack.
Hold'em stats visited link.
Next link is Hold'em stats. That shows you the statistics of every hand dealt on the system. As of this recording, June of 2023, we're just under 100,000 total hands being dealt. And you can see like exactly how many straights have been dealt and what percentage of all the hands that is, etc. So it's pretty interesting to have those stats available. It also shows you exactly what our random card generator is putting out there. Because I know a lot of strange things happen in Hold'em, given how many hands we see. But that shows you the true randomness of our shuffling code. Next,
visited link instructions.
We've got instructions. And of course, that's an important place to go. You'll see the Hold'em instructions, quick start guides, and spades guides as well, along with the keyboard command list. One thing I might suggest is look at that keyboard command list, kind of get a feel for it, the important ones, play a hand or actually a few hands of Hold'em, and then go back to that keyboard command list, and it will make more sense to you at that point. And then if you have less than 20,000 chips, at the very bottom of the page, you'll see a link to the chip machine. And that will allow you to generate chips once every 2 hours up until you get above 20,000 chips. So you'll be able to get yourself back in the game once you go bust. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of all the stuff on the main page. And now we're going to look at an actual Hold'em game. Okay, so on the main page here,
logo.
I'm going to the top, and then I'm just going to hit H for heading until I find the game I'm looking for.
Active tournaments. Hold'em tutorial.
Hold'em tutorial is the name of it. And then if you're not sure what a table is, once you get to the heading of it, you can just arrow down.
Hold'em cash.
Tells you it's Hold'em cash.
Players Shay.
Right now it's just me on that table.
Timeout 300.
Gives you the timeout.
Blinds $100.
Blind amount.
Buy-in $10,000.
Buy-in amount.
Button join.
And then you can click on the join button to join that table. If the table is full, instead of taking a seat, you would go to the observation room. And then from the observation room, if a seat becomes open, you can join from the observation room by clicking J twice. That double J button will pop you into and out of the observation room from the table. Again, all of this will make more sense once you've played a little bit and seen how the interface works. Okay, so right now it's myself and Big Rock. And to see the other players on the table, you can hit the control and number row keys. So control 1.
Shay $10,000.
And control 2.
Big Rock $10,000.
So this game is not started yet, but I'm going to start it now with Shift S. Let me send a chat and let Big Rock know we're about to go.
Chat edit blank. Shay says okay, here we go.
And I'm going to start it.
Big Rock says okay.
Shift S.
Started. Please wait. Steel Queen of Hearts. Four of Diamonds. Your turn.
Okay, so as you heard, it read us our two hole cards. And to check those, it's the Q key.
Queen of Hearts. Four of Diamonds.
Queen of Hearts. Four of Diamonds. And the way you check your cards are the Q, W, E, and R keys. Q is your hole cards. W will be the flop, or the first three cards face up on the table. E will be the turn card, that next card that comes up. Then R will be the river, the last card that comes up. So it's my turn, and I check that to see whose turn it is with the T key.
It is Shay's turn.
So I'm going to hit C to check.
Shay calls. Big Rock's
turn. Or call, actually, sorry.
Big Rock raises $250. Your turn.
Okay, so Big Rock raised $250. And if I want to check that bet, I can hit B as in bet.
Bet is $250.
Or you can also hit D because all the keys are accessible to the left hand by itself. So there's mirrors for like B and D do the same thing. P for pot and X do the same thing. So if I hit P.
Pot is $450. Bet is $250.
If I hit X,
pot is $450. Bet is $250.
Same thing. It just makes it more handy to have all those keys on that left side so you don't have to reach across the keyboard. Okay, so I'm going to call Phil's Big Rock's bet. Big Rock is Phil, by the way.
Shay calls. Flop jack of spades, deuce of clubs, deuce of diamonds. Your turn.
Okay, it's my turn. And to check and see what I've got, there's a couple of ways. I could check all of my cards by hitting Q to see my hole cards.
Queen of Hearts, four of diamonds.
And then W to see the three cards on the table so far.
Flop, jack of spades, deuce of clubs, deuce of diamonds.
And I know by figuring those in my head, I don't really have anything. But I can hit S or H for hand to see what my hand makes.
Pair of deuces, queen kicker.
So I've got a pair of deuces because there's two deuces on the table, but everybody has that because they're face up on the table. So I'm just going to check.
Shay checks, Big Rock's turn. Big Rock raises $400, your turn.
So Big Rock apparently has something here. He's raising a lot. And again, to see what's in the pot, we can hit PRX.
Pot is $1,100. Bet is $400.
So I'd have to call $400 to stay in this hand, but I don't have anything. Again, I'll check that with the HRS key.
Pair of deuces, queen kicker.
So I'm going to fold by hitting the F key.
Shea folds. Big Rock wins $350. Check. Shea says nice one. Deal king of clubs, king of spades, Big Rock's turn. Big Rock calls, your turn.
Okay, so this time we do have something right off the bat. I've got
king of clubs, king of spades,
a pair of kings in the hole. So I'm going to raise 200. And to raise, you just type in your raise amount. So 200.
$200.
Hit enter.
Shea raises $200. Big Rock's turn. Big Rock calls. Flop 4 of diamonds, 10 of spades, 5 of hearts. Big Rock's turn. Big Rock checks. Your turn.
Okay, now I'm going to raise $400.
$40. $400. Shea raises $400. Big Rock's turn. Big Rock calls. Turn 6 of spades. Big Rock's turn. Big Rock checks. Your turn.
Okay, now if you forget what's on the table, I can hit W to see the three cards that got dealt first.
Flop 4 of diamonds, 10 of spades, 5 of hearts.
And then I can hit E, excuse me, I can hit E to see the turn card.
Turn 6 of spades.
So we still have a good hand here, so I'm going to raise 500.
500. Shea raises $500. Big Rock's turn. Big Rock folds. Shea wins $700.
I can show my hand. Shift H.
Shea shows pair of kings. 10 kicker.
If you want to show what you had.
Deal 3 of spades. 6 of spades. Your turn. Big Rock says N. Chat at. Shea says thanks.
Oh, and by the way, to chat, you just simply tap the space bar, type in what you want to send, and hit enter. All right, so I've forgotten my hole card, so I'm going to hit Q.
3 of spades, 6 of spades.
I don't have anything really, but I'm just going to call the blind and see if we get lucky.
Shea calls, Big Rock's turn. Big Rock checks, flop 5 of clubs, 7 of hearts, 3 of clubs, your turn.
Okay, so I think I had a 3 in the hole, so I'm going to check my hand with the S key.
Pair of 3s, 7 kicker.
Yeah, that's not much, so I'm just going to check.
Shea checks, Big Rock's turn. Big Rock checks. Turn 8 of diamonds, your turn.
Hit the S key again just to check.
Pair of 3s, 8 kicker.
Yeah, it didn't improve, so I'm just going to hit C.
Shea checks, Big Rock's turn. Big Rock raises $300, your turn.
All right, so let me look at the hand, see what he might have.
Flop 5 of clubs, 7 of hearts, 3 of clubs.
3-5-7 there.
Turn 8 of diamonds.
So he may be going for or may have a straight. Either way, I don't really have anything, so I'm going to fold.
Shea folds. Big Rock wins $100.
Couple of other keys here. If you want to see how many chips you have,
six of clubs. Big Rock's turn.
On the table, hit A.
Big Rock calls. Your turn.
For amount.
You have $10,150.
So I came with $10,000. I've made a profit so far of $150. And if you want to see your total amount in your account, you can hit double A. So AA.
You have $603,462.
That tells you the total amount that you have. A couple other keystrokes real fast. If you want to review chat, it's shift and the number row.
Shea says nice one. Big Rock says N. Shea says thanks.
So those are the last three messages. I hit shift 3, then 2, then 1. Always the last message to be sent will be shift 1.
Shea says thanks.
There's some other keystrokes here, but really those are the basics. Take a look at the keyboard command reference on the instructions page. They'll make more sense once you've played a few hands. When you come back to a game, you can keep that reference up and try out a few different commands. But what we've gone over here will get you going on these cash games and tournaments. So that's just a basic overview of the site and the interface for Hold'em. There's quite a few more commands you can learn as you go, but like everything else, the best way to learn is to do. So I encourage you to just find a game, join in, give it a shot. We've got a really friendly bunch of people that are more than willing to help you out if you have any questions. Also, be sure and join the BA Hold'em email list. From there, you'll be able to get all the announcements of games coming up. You know, people go to that list to announce their cash games that they're making or their sitting goes. And it's a low traffic list. We just keep it to announcements about games. So don't worry about being flooded with emails or anything. And you can find the instructions on how to join that on the Hold'em instructions page. There's really nothing to it. All right. Thanks for taking a listen to this. Thanks for joining us. And look forward to seeing you on the tables. Take care.